Welcome to Module 10 of the Supplements Explained Masterclass. I'm your host and natural health researcher, Nathan Crane. In this module, I'm going to help take the entire masterclass and simplify it down into actionable steps for you to get the most out of all the modules. I will review the information shared by our experts, consolidate it into an easy-to-follow game plan, and make this masterclass readily actionable for you to help you get the best results moving forward. Sound good? All right, fantastic. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Hey, it's Nathan Crane, natural health researcher and host and creator of the Supplements Explained Masterclass. Welcome to Module 10. Super excited you're watching this. This module is going to be a condensed version of Modules 1 through 9. We're going to go through some of the key points from each module so that you have some action steps to make sure that you're implementing from every module. Now, if you watch each module, you downloaded your workbook, you took notes in it, you should have a really clear game plan and action plan to help you implement a successful diet and nutrition and supplement approach to support you on achieving optimum health. That's really what this is about. This is about cutting through the noise, cutting through the misinformation, cutting through the propaganda out there and marketing techniques to help you get to the root of what supplements do you really need, what are you missing, where should you be getting majority of your nutrition, where can you save money and not spend tons of money on things you don't really need, and focus on those nutrients and supplements that are going to actually move the needle. So if you didn't watch all 9 modules, I highly recommend that you do and go through that workbook. If you're watching this module 10, after you've done that, wonderful. If you're watching this as your first module because you want to skip all that and just get, you know, an action plan, that's fine, but you're going to be missing some key things you should learn. You really need to learn through those other modules, but that's okay. I respect your freedom of choice. And if you're coming back watching this as a refresher, that's a great thing to do. If you watch all 9 modules, maybe you've watched this as well, and then you're coming back and you don't want to watch all 9 modules again. You just want to get a refresher and have an action plan for making sure that you're making the most important implementations from the masterclass. That's another great way to use this module. So however you're using it, welcome. Very happy and excited that you're here. And I'm just going to dive right in. I'm going to go right into module by module, pick out the key takeaways from each module. And then as you're following along, you can follow along on your workbook and check off and make sure that you're actually implementing these things. So for example, if you go to in your workbook, you can download it on your computer or print it out. If you go to, at least mine right now is page 23. It starts on page 25. If it's page 25 or not, because maybe we've added something or taken something away later on, either way, it should say at the top of your page, it should say Module 10, Your Supplements Revealed Action Plan with Nathan Crane. So make sure you get to that page, all right? So we're going to go through this together. Here's the recap from Dr. Furman and the action steps you should be implementing for Modules 1 and 2. Number 1 is get your blood tests done. If you haven't yet, go right now and get them done. There's a few places you could get them. I actually found one recently that is very affordable, and you can order 3 tests at once and go get them all done. And they'll cover basically everything you need. For this, I believe omega-3 should be on there. But if you go to labcorp.com, labcorp.com, and then under patients and individuals, and you go over to on-demand testing. So you're looking for lab. You could also just Google this. LabCorp, L-A-B-C-O-R-P, LabCorp.com, or LabCorp on-demand testing. You can order your own test. So if you're a woman, here's the 3 tests I recommend you get. You get the woman's health blood test, and then you get the vitamin deficiency blood test, and then you get the ferritin blood test. You can order all three at once, add to cart, check out. Not super expensive when you add the three together, and it's going to check a lot of the major things you need to know, like vitamin D, vitamin B12, ferritin, as well as many other health components there that will give you some good insight into your overall health as well. And then there's an omega-3 test that I don't think that they have, but you can order from any online source that you want. Yeah, they don't, LabCorp doesn't have the omega-3, but we want to recommend getting that one. If you're a man, same thing. You get the men's health test, you get the ferritin test, and you get the vitamin deficiency test. So those are three I'd recommend through LabCorp, and then you can get your omega-3 test, omega-3 index test. I believe you can actually get that through Dr. Furman's website. Based on your blood test results, then you want to supplement as needed to achieve your favorable blood levels. It's also beneficial to supplement with small amounts of zinc daily, approximately 7.5 to 15 milligrams per day. And Dr. Furman's top supplements to avoid in your supplements, keep an eye out for folic acid, vitamin A, vitamin E, beta carotene, copper, selenium, and iron. So we're going to move on to modules 3 and 4 with Dr. Khan. So Dr. Khan is talking about some of the most nutritional deficiencies that we see in patients: omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, vitamin B12, magnesium, iodine, and calcium. So those are some things. Also make sure, you know, those tests should tell you. You can also look at your magnesium, your iodine, and you should already have your omega-3 fatty acids, your vitamin D, your vitamin B12. Your calcium gets tested in that LabCorp. I believe it's in the women's test and the men's test. Both test calcium, which is great. I will tell you what those tests cover, at least when I'm looking at it right now, because they cover quite a bit, which is why I recommend, like, the women's health blood test, for example, gives you a comprehensive metabolic panel. It does look at calcium, glucose, total protein, it looks at sodium, potassium, chloride, carbon dioxide, looks at globulin, looks at a lot of great metabolic health components there. It does give you a complete blood count, which is helpful. It does give you a cholesterol and lipid panel. It does look at the thyroid stimulating hormone. So this gives you some additional insight into heart health, also diabetes or prediabetes detection and thyroid concerns, which is all wonderful. Plus then you're going to get vitamin D and vitamin B12 test, and you're going to look at your ferritin and make sure that that is healthy. So let me go back to the workbook here. Dr. Khan is recommending, so for heart health, some supplements you might look into is CoQ10, magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids if you need it based on your blood work, nitric oxide, vitamin D, plus vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 is essential for vitamin D to be processed through the body. So when you are taking it, make sure you're taking those two together. Some top supplements he recommends for immune support: vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, and medicinal mushrooms. Chaga, reishi, cordyceps, lion's mane, all really good mushrooms. Module 6 is the detoxification module. That is about detoxing heavy metals, phthalates, plastics, mold and fungus, endocrine disrupting chemicals. Some of the key supplements you can be taking for that are zeolite, spirulina, activated charcoal, and also eating lots of cruciferous vegetables. Emphasize the 6 daily threes in your diet: 3 servings of leafy green and cruciferous vegetables, 3 servings of other colored vegetables, 3 servings of fruit, 3 servings of legumes, 3 servings of nuts and seeds, 3 varieties of mushrooms each week. If you eat like that, you are going to have incredible health. If you're having massive digestive issues on a mostly plant-based diet for some reason, or you're having other autoimmune issues or things like that, then you really need to get a food sensitivity or food allergy test. They're not expensive, but it will give you some key insights that maybe there are certain kinds of beans that your body just isn't liking very much, or there's certain kinds of nightshades or other things that you're just not doing that well with. So I would do it through Dr. Thomas Tom O'Brien's website, thedoctor.com, thedr.com, and get his food allergy panel there. That'll give you good insight into knowing which foods you might want to just eat less of, even if they're showing up as on the medium to high end spectrum. Doesn't necessarily mean you're totally allergic to them. It may just mean you need to cut down on them. It may need to mean you need to heal your gut first, because some of those proteins are leaking through and getting into your bloodstream, and you need to get your gut healed up and get the heavy metals and toxins out of your body and help your gut heal, so that when you eat these foods, you're not having these reactions. People think the food causes it, but generally it's not the actual food. It's the leaky gut that leads to the autoimmune disease and the reaction to the proteins from the food that leak through the gut into the bloodstream. So heal that leaky gut, get those toxins out. When you're taking zeolite, spirulina, activated charcoal, those things, take them ideally at night or throughout the day is fine. Just an hour and a half away from any other supplements that you're taking, so they don't bind with anything, and take it out. The zeolite I recommend is the one from Touchstone Essentials. You can find out more about that one at nathancrane.com/supplements. And there's a link there. I love that one because they also add in essential minerals back into it. And it's a pure zeolite that is non-contaminated, that is unbelievably purely sourced from ancient volcanic rock material and tested for toxins and shown to be toxin-free. So it helps pull those heavy metals out. But you just take it like an hour and a half between other meals, or take it as the last thing before you go to bed. Well, let's go over seven a little bit here. Is in terms of weight loss, time-restricted eating. So ideally, you would stop eating 2 to 3 hours before bed, and you would go at least 12 hours minimum, but really you want to work up to like 14 to 15 hours, 16 hours even, of not eating, just having water, green tea, black coffee, nothing that's going to stimulate an insulin response. And so you might stop eating at 7 o'clock at night and not eat again until 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock the next day. If you haven't done that before, you need to work up to it. So stop eating at 7 o'clock at night, and then don't eat again until 8 o'clock, 7 or 8 o'clock the next day. So start with 12 hours, 13 hours, and then work up to 14, 15, 16 hours. Your body will get used to it. You will become metabolically flexible, and you'll be able to burn ketones for energy during that fasting or that time-restricted eating window, and you'll have plenty of energy. At first, you might not have energy. It may take a couple weeks, but after that, you get used to it, and then you have plenty of energy. You can fast for 15, 16 hours easy. That's going to help your body go into fat-burning mode, get that fat, and help you get to a healthier weight. Also, it helps with detoxification, helps with autophagy, cleaning up dead cell waste and getting out of your body, helping with removing cancer cells, all those wonderful benefits that come from that time-restricted eating. Determine your why. Determine your, you know, why do you want to lose that weight? What are your bigger reasons? To look better in a dress, or is it to add 10 years to your life and be there with more vitality and joy and happiness and contribution for your children or your grandchildren or your husband or your wife? Figure out the deeper reason why you want to lose that weight, and then write it out, put it on your mirror, read it every day, help use that to pull you towards achieving that goal, okay? Modules 8 and 9 with Dr. Furman. He talks about how as we age, we tend to need a little bit more zinc, vitamin K2, vitamin D, vitamin B12. Calcium absorption sometimes can go down. So again, testing these things every so often, potentially every few years, just to make sure that you're at adequate levels. Some anti-aging benefits, some anti-aging supplements you can take, turmeric, ECGC, and green tea, or just drink green tea every day. Talks about how exercise is really the most critical supplement for anti-aging. We know that exercise is essential for not only immune system function and weight loss and fat burning, but mental and emotional health, as well as adding years to your life and preventing all-cause mortality. So We talked about it, and I encouraged him to talk about it as a supplement. I wanted him to talk about it in this masterclass because, yeah, we could take pills and tinctures and all these kinds of things, and they're great, but they're only going to move the needle so much. You know, I look at exercise as a foundation. We could call it a supplement for our health. It's really a foundational supplement for our health. It should supplement and support our diet and our healthy lifestyle. So adding in, you know, at least an hour of exercise every day. If you got to do 30 minutes of yoga or Qigong in the morning, 30 minutes of just going to the gym or doing some resistance training in the evening, walking, cycling, anything to get your body moving and getting some resistance training extends lifespan. We've seen it again and again in the literature and in many people's lives. Fat percentages for a healthy body weight, generally males should be 15% body fat or slightly below. Women should generally be around 25% body fat. And he talks about the nutritarian diet is of nutritional excellence to slow the aging process and maximize human lifespan. Focuses on greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, getting plenty of those variety every single day. Supplements you can take to help improve longevity, elderberry, mushroom extracts, beta-glucans, astragalus, turmeric and curcumin, and green tea extract. And that's it. Now we're to module 10, which is this. This is creating your action plan. Go through each one of those items. Which ones have you done already? Have you got your tests? Where are you at? What do you need to supplement? Buy the supplements. Make sure you're supplementing with it. Create the exercise plan if you're not doing it. Start adding in those foods we talked about every day to make sure you're getting enough of the whole food, natural sources of nutrients in your diet. When these changes happen, when I changed it in my own life, and when I work with clients and patients every single day who are dealing with chronic health issues, you know, cancer patients come from doctors and they come talk to me, come to our coaching program, and we help them make these changes. They just come to me and say, I think better, I have more clarity, I feel better, I have more energy, like, you know, even my scans are getting better. All these kinds of things can happen when we make these changes. So the key here is that you actually take what you've learned now and implement it. Implement it, follow through, feel the difference, feel the improvements, and keep going forward in your life. Keep educating yourself, keep coming back to these master classes, and keep reaching out and giving us your feedback, questions, comments. We're here to serve you, to continue supporting you to achieve optimum health. And I appreciate you for being here, for being a part of this. And I wish you ultimate health and happiness. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care.